This is the practice of noticing the undercurrent. So first of all, might bring to mind our motivation for practicing mindfulness, of developing a sustainable form of happiness that isn't dependent entirely on circumstances. And the intention of this practice is to have a better understanding of what it might be that disturbs our minds from moment to moment. So adopting a posture that is supportive of the practice. Checking in with how we're sitting so that it's comfortable. It's going to support the practice. It doesn't need to be a perfect posture, but there's a sense that we're doing something of value and we're showing that importance by sitting in a dignified and peaceful manner. And maybe checking in with the body to make sure there's no signs of excessive striving or pushing to make something happen. Sitting in a relaxed manner that allows us to be alert and curious so that we can notice what happens. And allowing attention to move towards the coming and going of breath in the body. Not a matter of thinking about breathing, but of feeling how it is to breathe. In this human body. To settle the mind, it might be helpful to equalize the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. And it might be helpful to silently count so as to equalize the in-breath and the out-breath. But there's no need to force anything. Allow this to happen naturally. and thoughts will arise, and awareness of sounds will arise, and feelings and emotions and sensations within the body. But most of the attention is directed towards the breathing. Breath coming and going. The most natural thing in the world. We might notice that just as the body knows how to breathe without effort on our part, the body knows how to be there, how to sit there unconditionally supported. Can we allow ourselves just to be aware of how it feels to be sitting here on this seat, in this body, at this time? If we become aware of particular sensations within the body, we might breathe into them and soften around them, not trying to get rid of them, but just noticing that they're there. These sensations are part of the experience of being in the body. The body knows how to just be here, alive, full of sensations, but just being here, resting on the seat. We can invite our mind to drop into the body, and just like the body, to rest here, alive, aware, but nothing to do. Just being here. And when thoughts arise and speculation about past and future and present, thinking rather than being, we can use the coming and going, the feeling of breath in the body, as a gentle support for our mindfulness practice. Awareness of breath. We can be aware of thoughts coming and going. We can allow space for sensations, sounds, feelings. But some of our attention remains with the breath coming and going as a support for our mindfulness to maintain awareness. No need to push thoughts away. We can allow them to flow. but we can maintain our awareness of breathing. Can we sit and allow the undercurrent of thoughts to flow by, noticing what's happening when it's happening, without feeling the need to prolong the story, without feeling the need to become involved? Can we simply sit and let the thoughts flow by, aware of what's happening, but maintaining awareness? Awareness of breath coming and going, supporting the mindfulness practice. And if we notice a sense of striving to make things better, to make our meditation perfect, how it's supposed to be, can we allow that to arise, to be there, and to disappear of its own accord, to let it flow by? And resting with the breath for support. In this body, on this seat, breathing. Nothing to fix, nothing to do, aware of what's happening. The undercurrent of our thinking flows by. And we don't need to do anything. We don't need to change anything. We don't need to try to make it better. Simply notice what's happening. Simply sitting on our seat, gentle resting on breath for support, allowing the undercurrent to flow by. We're off duty. There's no need to engage every thought, every passing thought. Leave them alone. As our session comes to an end, we might reflect on any sense of freedom that we might have gained from the sense that meditation is difficult, that there's always something to do and something to control. We might have had a glimpse of the fact that we can leave our mind alone, and this enhances the resting. No need to control. We might appreciate that learning and make a wish that our inner freedom might develop, that through that we may be able to help others. A more peaceful and understanding way of being may come about and spread through the world that we inhabit.